With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Thunderstorms continue to move across the country. Large tornadoes have been reported in multiple states, including Arkansas, Illinois, Kentucky, Missouri, and Tennessee. In Arkansas, a tornado emergency was issued due to a monster tornado. One storm chaser said to survive it, you must be underground. Video posted online by a family who was in their underground shelter showed a massive tornado crossing a nearby field. Severe storms are predicted across the country from North Texas all the way to the southern Great Lakes. President Trump is imposing a 10% baseline tax on imports from all countries and even higher tariff rates on dozens of nations that run trade surpluses with the U.S. President Trump says Americans have been ripped off for far too long.
For decades, our country has been looted, pillaged, raped, and plundered by nations near and far, both friend and foe alike.
He says it's time for America to stand up for itself.
Our country and its taxpayers have been ripped off for more than 50 years, but it is not going to happen anymore.
Also at SRNnews.com, Amazon submits a bid to buy Chinese-owned TikTok.
Amazon is throwing its hat into the ring to purchase TikTok just days before a U.S. ban on the platform is set to go into effect on Saturday. TikTok's Chinese-owned parent company, ByteDance, is required to sell the platform to an approved buyer or take it offline in the United States due to data sharing concerns. On Inauguration Day, Trump gave the platform a reprieve from an all-out ban, barreling past a law that had been upheld unanimously by the Supreme Court. Trump has millions of followers on TikTok and has credited the trend-setting platform with helping him gain traction among young voters. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
This is SRN News. A new poll looks at faith and gender differences.
It comes from the Pew Research Center, and it indicates that 59% of men in the U.S. identify as Christian versus 31% who say they are followers of no particular religion. Most Christian men are evangelical Protestants, 23%. Amongst women, 66% identify as Christian against 27% who are unaffiliated. Most Christian women, also evangelical Protestants, 24%. Women attend church more than men do, and they pray more as well. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Supreme Court appears to be leaning towards a Catholic charitable organization fighting the state of Wisconsin in the latest religious rights case to come before the court. The justices on Monday suggested that the Catholic Charities Bureau should not have to pay unemployment taxes because the work of the social services agency is motivated by religious beliefs. This is SRN News. The U.S. Justice Department says a federal judge blocking the deportation of a Turkish student at Tufts University with alleged ties to pro-Hamas protest has no jurisdiction in the case. Correspondent Donna Warder reports.
The Turkish woman was one of four students who wrote a pro-Palestinian op-ed in the Tufts Daily last year. Now lawyers for the Justice Department say that a federal judge in Boston who ruled that Ozturk cannot be removed from the United States until further order of this court has no jurisdiction in the case because the 30-year-old woman is now at a detention center in Louisiana, and they say any challenge belongs in immigration court. I'm Donna Warder.
Steven Spielberg and George Lucas topped the latest Forbes list of celebrity billionaires. Steven Spielberg tops the list at $5.3 billion. The Star Wars creator, George Lucas, is in second place with a net worth of $5.1 billion. More details at SRNnews.com.